1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. He brought her into the city of David until he had finished building his own house, the house of the Lord, and the wall around Jerusalem. The people were still sacrificing at the high places, because the temple had not yet been built for the name of the Lord. Now Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father, except he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was a great high place there. Solomon offered on that altar 1,000 burnt offerings. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask for anything you want me to give you." Solomon replied, "You have showed to your servant David, my father, great loyal love, because he walked before you in truth, righteousness, and uprightness of heart. You have continued this great loyal love for him by giving him a son to sit on his throne to this very day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am only a child, not knowing how to go out or come in. Your servant is in the midst of your chosen people, a great people, so numerous that they cannot be counted or numbered. Give your servant, therefore, a listening heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, and have not asked for long life or riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but have asked for understanding to discern justice, I will do what you have requested. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has never been anyone like you before, nor will there be after you. Plus, I will also give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that no other king will compare to you all the rest of your life. If you will walk in my ways, keep my statutes and commandments, as your father David did, then I will lengthen your life." Solomon awoke and realized it was a dream. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings. He held a feast for all his servants. Then two women who were prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. The one woman said, "Please, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I gave birth while she was in the house. 3 days after I had given birth, this woman also gave birth. We were together, and there was no one else with us in the house except for the two of us. This woman's child died in the night because she laid on top of him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your servant was sleeping. She laid him at her breast and laid her dead son at my breast. When I got up in the morning to nurse my child, he was dead. But when I looked at him in the morning light, I discovered it was not my son whom I had born." The other woman objected, "No, the living child is my son. The dead one is yours." But the first one responded, "No, the dead one is your son, and the living one is my son." This is how they each argued their case before the king. Then the king said, "The one says, 'This is my son that is alive, and your son is the dead one.' While the other says, 'No, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the living one.'" Then the king said, "Bring me a sword." So they brought a sword to the king. Then the king said, "Cut the living child in two, and give half to the one mother and half to the other." Then the mother of the living child spoke up to the king, for her heart had compassion on her son. So she said, "O my lord, give her the living child, only don't kill him." But the other woman blurted, "Neither one of us should have him, cut him in two." Then the king ruled, "Give her the living child, and do not kill him, for she is his mother." When all Israel heard of the decision the king had rendered, they stood in awe of the king, because they saw that he had the wisdom of God to administer justice.